Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Talking a little LSU Tigers right now. The pro day going on in Baton Rouge earlier today. Some of the players got to show off their talents. We got to see Jaden Daniels actually throw the football, didn't participate in anything at the combine, has a lot of interviews going on right now. I just don't know how many teams are going to be able to get their hands on him. I'm thinking it's either going to be Washington or the New England Patriots at this point.
Well, if you ask Mike, it's going to be Washington, and he's going to be the number two pick in the draft, and I don't disagree. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because if he does fall to New England, New England's interviewing him today, or they already did at his pro day.
Right.
So if he does fall there to three, I think that they would probably take him. It's going to be 1-2-3 quarterback. We know that for sure. Maybe even four, depending on if Minnesota or Denver or whoever were to trade up with the Cardinals for the fourth overall pick. But number one is going to be Caleb. And then the question mark becomes, does Jaden become the second guy off the board, or is it Drake May from North Carolina? Regardless of who it is, the other guys want to go at three.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think you're going to have the QBs go 1-2-3 and possibly, like you said, maybe four. If someone decides to trade up. Anyway, Jaden Daniels had his day at the pro day today. Let's hear what he had to say afterwards.
How do you feel about your prospects for going? I mean, you're getting a real sense that you're going to go in one of those top few spots, and how ready do you think you are going to be right away to play in the NFL?
God wouldn't put me in nothing that ain't here to feel I can handle. So obviously he put me in this position. My life is calling mapped out. Only he knows. So it's just going out there. I feel like I'll be ready. It's a learning curve for everything. You know, I'm just ready, you know, hear my name called and then go in there and just ready to learn and, you know, meet my new teammates.
To what do you attribute your development and growth as a quarterback from your first season here to your Heisman Trophy winning season last year?
That was kind of just like my first true offseason. Every offseason I was kind of dealing with something. Wasn't injury-wise, but, you know, obviously learning a new playbook my freshman year, and then you deal with the pandemic, and then, you know, I'm dealing with personal stuff off the field. So it's kind of my first true offseason. You know, it makes it easier when I'm able to build that camaraderie, that chemistry with my receivers, and obviously, you know, we see it. Y'all seeing it today, you know, still there. You know, those are my brothers for life. So it makes it easier throwing the ball to them too.
Jaden, with the routes and throws that you guys selected today, it seemed like, you know, going under center wasn't something y'all did a whole lot of here at LSU last year. What were you trying to show, and how do you think you did with them?
Yeah, I'll just say the main thing was just trying to show my consistency within the pocket and my footwork, moving off platform, in rhythm, you know, progressions, coming back to a third read. You know, just move around and make sure I get my feet back under me. And the other stuff was kind of just fun. You know, it's just something that we do. We out there having fun. You hear the music playing. You know, you're out there having fun. And, you know, the deep ball, that's kind of the show. You know, the show that my guys, they got the speed. You know, they can track the football. I could go out there and put it out there for them.
Last year this time, you really wasn't on anybody's draft radar. What did you feel like you had to do this past season to jump to where you are now?
What I did this past season. I mean, go out there and just prove myself. Obviously, I had to put myself back on the market. But, you know, it's day in, day out. You know, this is a goal I set. That's a goal that me, Malik, and Brian set. You know, this is how we want our life to map out. And, you know, you just put in the work and you go out there and you got to execute it.
Jaden, at the combine, you said you weren't going to participate until pro day. That way you can shine the light on your teammates that didn't get an invite to the combine. And all day you've been cheering them on and being there for them. Just how much it meant to you to do that for them, and also wearing Greg Brooks on your shirt. How much did that mean?
It meant a lot. That's, you know, obviously, if Greg was here, he'd be a part of this. So he's not here, but, you know, he's an experience. I'm here to rep him. You know, my teammates that didn't get an invite to the combine, obviously they had multiple eyes out here, all 32 and more. So that was great for them to go out there and showcase the talent, showcase how they move, and, you know, write their own journey. You know, they get an opportunity. You know, I know they're going to crush it.
Hey, Jaden, you obviously leave here and you hand the keys over to a guy like Garrett and Ricky, who's also in that room. You know, you spend a lot of time with those guys the last couple of years. Just what do you think about the future of the quarterback room at LSU?
I think it's in good hands. You know, whether that's Ricky or whether that's Nuss, it's in good hands. And, you know, go out there, they're their own person. So I'm excited to see them grow into that role and then, you know, see what they could do, you know, this upcoming season.
Coach Kelly was talking about how he keeps hearing the question about you and at the next level, can he slide or will he slide? How much of that have you been working on, and how much of that is a skill that, you know, some quarterbacks kind of, you know, have to learn how to pick up on?
I mean, towards the end of the year, I was sliding more. Well, not really sliding, but, you know, being smarter. But, you know, it just comes with longevity. You know, just know when the journey is over, well, it's getting out of bounds, you know, getting down. So early in the season, you know, I was kind of, you know, trying to make a little plays. You know, I thought I was kind of faster and stuff. You know, there's a lot of other things that go into it, stuff that we argue about outside of this building. But, you know, remotely is on me at the end of the day.
That's LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels after today's pro day and getting ready for that NFL draft now. I'm sure he is excited. Even, you know, obviously this interview process has to be pretty stressful.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to hear his name called in less than a month. And that's kind of my question for you, Steve. You know, look into your crystal ball. Is Jaden Daniels the number two pick in the draft?
I definitely think he is. And if it isn't the Washington Commanders, although I can't imagine them moving off the spot since they're in need of that QB position with Dylan Sam Howell now.
No, I would agree. And so you're looking at Jaden as the number two pick, and then the number three pick then would be Drake May from UNC at quarterback for New England.
Seems like a New England guy, yeah.
But then things get a little bit interesting because the fourth pick is what Arizona has. They could stay put and take, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
Or Malik Nabers there.
Right.
Or they could trade back with a team that really wants to go select J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, whether that be Denver, whether that be Minnesota, you know, whether that be Las Vegas, I think is a sneaky team that could get involved.
Is the J.J. McCarthy hype all this pre-draft nonsense and come draft day, we're not going to see him go in the draft until later in round one? Because
no.
I do think he is a first-round pick, but I just don't think it's that high up in the top 10, 15.
He's going to be a top 10 pick. Almost guaranteed. Now, the question is, does he go four? Does he go, like, he's going to be a top 10 pick. One of those teams is going to trade up to go get him. So now we'll see what happens there. I think, as Mike has said multiple times, as far as the draft shakes out in the first half of it, there's going to be a lot of offensive linemen taken, a lot of tackles taken, a lot of receivers taken. The top three guys are going to be off the board immediately. Brian Thomas Jr., who we're going to hear from in a little bit, will be one of those as well. Outside of Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, and Marvin Harrison. And then you're going to see four quarterbacks taken in the top half of the draft, if not the top 10. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes up. You know, we also heard from Malik Nabers as well. And I think that the gap is sort of closing in a little bit on Marvin Harrison Jr., who everyone expected to be the slam dunk first receiver off the board.
Right,
see
absolutely.
See how that works out.
No, it'll be interesting to see if the Arizona Cardinals are tempted with Nabers. And, yeah, he shined at today's pro day, a 4.35 in the 40, vertical leap of 42 inches, and just an overall stud. We know there's these pro days are funny because, obviously, it's everybody's best on display. But you've seen what these guys have done in real game action is what – really counts and comes down to it. I don't understand, honestly, what the point of a pro day is, except maybe get your more measurables on someone or more eyes on a potential prospect. But I just don't get it, especially after Combine.
Mike's comp of neighbors to Ja'Marr Chase makes me think that he's almost a slam dunk top five pick. Maybe he falls to six and the Giants take him, but he doesn't fall past that, almost certainly. It's, you know,
that'd be something. If I think we've talked about it before too. Obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. going to New York, another LSU star, could be on their way to Big Blue and could shine on that Big Apple stage.
Like Ja'Marr Chase, like he was the fifth overall pick in the draft to the Bengals. A team is going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze. All three of those guys are top 10 picks. It's a matter of what order they go in and how far they fall. And for me, I don't think Nabers falls past six.
Malik Nabers, you mentioned him from Wide Receiver U. Here's what he had to say after his pro day.
Very random one to start. Your hands measuring at 9 7/8. What size glove do you wear?
A 4X.
You had waited today to work out, and obviously, you know, you put up the numbers that you did. Just what were you trying to show today in particular?
I was just trying to showcase my talent, you know, showcase my dog mentality that I have that everybody knows, to come out here on the pro day and just to shut it down. You know, I didn't do everything at the combine. So, you know, I know everybody was, you know, wanted to see what I was going to do here at the pro day. I've been up since 5. So, you know, I've been ready to go at it. You know, I woke up in the morning, I knew something was going to be special. So I wanted just to follow right behind that, you know, and just do something special today.
After you got done with your first 40, I think I heard you saying, like, stop playing with me, something like that from far away. It just seems like you play with a chip on your shoulder, everything you're doing. Where does that hunger come from, and are you confident you'll have that for the rest of your life?
I'll probably say, you know, seeing a lot of things on the media saying I was 4'5", 4'6", so I just wanted to, you know, come out here and then, you know, showcase that. No, I'm not even close to that, you know. So when I heard the first time, you know, Jaden had told me, you know, take him off. But, you know, me being me, I thought I could have gone faster. So, you know, that's why I ran it the second time also.
What has been some of the feedback, some of the commentary that you have gotten from these teams?
You know, I would probably say, you know, I know a lot of people have been saying, you know, receiver one off the board. You know, dog mentality that I play with is like, the, you know, when I get the ball in my hands, I'm going to do tremendous things with it. You know, it's already, you know, I have a plan to go score. So I'm trying to make the best explosive play that I can make on the field. So, you know, they told me those also things from, different teams. I play with a high chip on my shoulder, you know, dog mentality when I'm out there on the field. You can tell, you know, after I make plays, you know, I'm making sure the offense, you know, has that, you know, that energy to go out there and also make the same plays.
Obviously, after an impressive season, not much left really to prove. You left it all out on the field, but 4.35 official for your best 40, 42-inch vertical. What do you feel like those kind of statistics and attributes kind of do to assist you as you try to get as high as you can up the draft?
It just shows that, you know, all the guys that, you know, had pretty good numbers at the combine, you know, when people thought I wasn't going to be right there, you know, it was another just, you know, a chip on my shoulder just to me, you know, write my own story, you know. You know, not doing anything at the combine, didn't really stop anything. You know, I'm Malik Nabers, you know, I can only ride the path for me. So, you know, just staying on my course, you know, not getting too carried away with, you know, the media and what they say, you know, just being the guy that I am, you know, a playmaker out there on the field, you know, whatever you want to see me do, you know, I'm happy to do it. You know, that's really it.
Malik, so to head coaches, GMs, fans out there, what do you want them to know about you?
Humble kid, you know, I've been humble for a long time, you know, but, you know, when I'm out there on that football field, I play with a different chip. I don't know, I come alive when I'm on the football field. You know, I put my heart, you know, my soul in it. You know, I believe that, you know, it helped me get out a lot of situations that I was in. So I put a lot into, you know, the football field. So when I'm out there on the field, it just shows, you know, the love that I got for the game. You know, I'm going to be that, you know, that player that they can count on, you know, anytime that they need a play to be made.
Do you have a range of picks where you really expect to be taken at this point? What is that range? And then just why do you feel ready to make the transition right now?
I would just say wherever a team picks me at, you know, if I get picked, you know, 19, you know, it's not going to change the dog mentality that I have. And I'm always be, you know, I'm always stated I'm receiver one. You know, that's the, you know, the chip that I walked up in here with my shoulder. You know, I walked up in here stating that I was receiver one when I was a freshman. I always still got that chip on my shoulder. You know, I'm sure those other guys also, you know, those guys that's on the wall, you know, in the receiver room, they had that same mentality, that same chip. So to follow right behind that, you know, I'm always be receiver one in my eyes. So I'm always go out there and try to prove that.
That was Malik Nabers. And yeah, there's no way he's going to 19. Definitely would expect nothing past 7, where Tennessee is picking right now.
Tennessee's an interesting one because they could be a team that takes them as well. Like, yeah, I agree with you 100%, Steve. If he falls to 7,
the Titans are
going to run up to the board and they're going to be happy. Even though they signed Calvin Ridley to that ridiculous deal, like Malik Nabers is a guaranteed top 5 prospect in this class, best player available. That's the only situation where they take him, I think, is if the Chargers go like Joe Alt with the 5th overall pick and they don't have their top tackle on the board, so they just go best player available and Malik Nabers is right there.
Going from one LSU wide receiver to another, Brian Thomas Jr. was on display today as well. Talked to the media after his pro day. Here's what he said.
So you're a local guy.
Is it?
And you had an interesting path here. You had a breakout season this season. Is this kind of how you saw it going when you committed to LSU?
Yes, sir. This is what I dreamed of, what I envisioned when I committed to come to LSU. I mean, it started off kind of slow. I didn't have the production that I wanted or whatever my first 2 years. But I would say I stepped it up my junior year and was able to go out there and get the production I wanted. And look where I'm at now.
Not a lot of people nationally knew about you before this season. So now that a lot of people are talking about you as maybe a first-round guy, what do people need to know most about you?
That I'm a hard worker. I didn't get this far by not working hard. So I would say I'm a hard worker. I'm very competitive. I'm going to come in each and every day and give it my all. Yes, sir.
So, Brian, the NFL, obviously, it's the cream of the crop, the best talent. Where do you think you kind of fit in and kind of as a rookie coming in? Obviously, you don't know where you're going to go, but how do you think you can impact a team right out the jump?
I feel like I can come in or earn the trust of the quarterback, earn the trust of coach and staff, and just earn the trust of all my teammates just to know, like, when I'm given my opportunity, I'm going to go out there and make the play. Yes, sir.
I watched your game in Tampa where you got that great catch against Wisconsin. Got to say, that was a good one.
Yeah,
but what was your favorite moment here in your career at LSU?
Oh, my favorite moment, I would have to say my sophomore year, the game against Alabama, beating them and everybody rushing the field. I would have to say that was my favorite moment here at LSU.
So you played the full duration of the bowl game there. I know Malik played a little bit, but what was it like playing with Garrett, and what can you share with us about what he'll bring to the offense here next season?
Yeah, I feel like Garrett has a very bright future. I feel like they can come in next year and do big things. He has a bright future coming ahead of him. It was just amazing to go out there and be able to play alongside with Gary. I had played with him like my sophomore year, freshman year. But just being able to go out there and play a full game with him, I mean, it was great to do.
LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr., big juiced up 6'4" wide receiver, big time potential in the NFL as a vertical threat, yards after catch weapon. Very interested to see where he lands as well, and definitely someone we're fully expecting to be a first rounder, right, Charlie?
Undoubtedly. He may be closer to, you know, the 16 to 24 range,
right,
like Mike had mentioned earlier. There are a couple teams, though, that I think would love to have him, maybe even trade up into the early 20s to go get him. I love his fit in Buffalo. I don't know if he'll get drafted by Buffalo. Buffalo's got the 28th overall pick. But just based off of the decline of Stephon Diggs recently, I think that Brian Thomas Jr. could go into that situation and just eat with someone like Josh Allen that can throw up those contested catch balls and just watch him work. He's such a freak athlete, and I can't wait to see what he does at the next level. But ultimately, as Mike kind of projected, anywhere from that 16 to 24 range is probably where Brian Thomas Jr. is going to go.
Well, so there you go. We heard from the three prospects everyone's expecting to go in round one of the NFL draft coming up. Obviously, there's some more LSU Tigers that are also draft eligible who took part in the pro day. We don't have any audio for them, unfortunately, but there's definitely plenty of Tiger talent in this year's draft as well. But interesting to see if maybe in later rounds the Saints toy around and end up picking an LSU player. I know a lot of their staff was there in attendance today, so there was tons of black and gold eyes on the field in Baton Rouge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.